You're listening to SBS News.
The only way these women are going to go on the record
is if they all jump together.
Eventually, they did.
Hi, my name is Jodi Kantor. I'm an investigative reporter for the New York Times.
What have you got?
I was told that the wrongdoing in Hollywood is overwhelming.
I don't want to be quoted. Period.
Understood.
Now the investigation that led to the bombshell allegations that rocked Hollywood has been immortalized in a film called simply She Said. Kaya Sokola says Harvey Weinstein assaulted her when she was 16.
I hope that this film will show how much effort and how many people had to be involved in the process of showing the truth. Harvey seemed to be untouchable. Like he used to say that he's the sheriff of this town and nobody can do nothing.
Ambra Batalana Gutierrez is a Filipino-Italian model who recorded Weinstein's misconduct.
We need to remember. We need to keep talking about this because it's something that happens so much.
In the movie, Ashley Chu plays Rowena Chu, one of Weinstein's accusers, or silence breakers as they became known.
The idea that women are inspiring each other to find bravery and courage in speaking up, I think, is the beginning of a really wonderful change in Hollywood.
This is bigger than Weinstein. This is about the system protecting abusers.
Weinstein may have been found guilty by a New York court and sentenced to jail, but according to recent research by the advocacy group Women in Film, there are still many abusers like him. They found 69% of women they spoke to said they were still experiencing sexual harassment at work in the entertainment industry. And there's concern the Me Too movement, founded to support survivors of sexual violence, is losing momentum. Women in Film's executive director is Kirsten Schaefer.
When the Me Too movement was really taking root in the entertainment industry 5 years ago, you just felt everybody leaning in. So many people caring about it, putting new policies in place, launching programs, and it definitely has, there's less of that happening now.
But progress has been made. At the Michelle Denner Acting School in Los Angeles, up-and-coming actors like Josephine Hughes say they do feel safer now.
I've had moments where a photographer or a cameraman will come up, why don't you change this, and they'll touch you, or they'll be like, oh, we just changed the script today, and actually this scene will take place, and you're not wearing a t-shirt. And it's like, that's maybe something that's gotten better just in the last few years, because for scenes like that, you now always have to have a contract, or you have to have an intimacy coordinator on set. That's not even a job that really existed 5 or 10 years ago. And that makes all actors and even the crew so much safer than it used to.
One of Weinstein's first accusers was actress Rosanna Arquette.
My heart is going out to the women for their courage to be able to speak out and do this and have their day in court. It's really important. A lot of people's lives were completely impacted by this in a way that, you know, devastated them.
The Los Angeles trial is likely to be less of a spectacle than the one in New York. It is, after all, a sequel to a story that the world has already heard. But it's an important opportunity for the women who say they were silenced to be heard.
I was silenced. I want my voice back.
That story by the BBC's Sophie Long. For SBS News, I'm Alan Leigh.